Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to a North Cork organic farmer with a deep interest in biodiversity, soil health and sustainable food production. Patrick Frankel runs Kilbrack Organic Farm, a 145-acre farm in Doneraile, County Cork. His main focus is a wide range of organic vegetables with 45 crops throughout the seasons that are sold directly to consumers and also supplies many restaurants in Cork City. Patrick explains how his venture began.
Probably going back to the 80s. My dad was a doctor in the village here and he decided to use less pesticides, sprays, chemicals, all that, interventions with the animal, and it wasn't really organic as like at the time, but he was going that way. And then I think we were certified in 2002 organic. So he was the originator along with my mother, and I actually studied science and completed a degree in 2006 and then came to the farm, and I got into it then.
Sustainable growing is an approach that can be sustained into the foreseeable future. A good way to visualise the difference is diversity. So if you look out your car window as you're driving along, you might notice hedgerows and open fields with grass in them or tillage fields with grain, and there's essentially only a few species growing there. Whereas sustainable growing would incorporate a really high diversity of plant species, bringing more life and soil health to the farm, which Patrick sees as a blueprint taken from nature.
If the climatic factors and the land is correct and you leave nature do its thing, it will be very diverse. And sustainable means that you can produce without soil degradation or habitat degradation, crops year on, maybe even improve the land. So I think in terms of how we're doing it, there wouldn't be a lot of like soil disturbance here. It'd be minimal tillage. We'd add a lot of manure, anything to improve soil fertility. And it's essentially about keeping the soil really healthy. So the things that live in the soil, you're feeding them, not the plants. And just as a sort of interesting way to view that is, if you have healthy soil, you dip a spoon, like a teaspoon, into it and you hold that up in front of your face, there's more life forms in that teaspoon than humans on the planet. So if you feed those, like, you know, bizarre, complex, microscopic life forms, you'll tend to have really good crops and less disease.
You can make a difference by buying local food when it's in season and avoiding air freighted food. Food miles is the distance food travels from production to when we consume it. Locally grown and seasonable food is more sustainable for the environment.
If you go into a supermarket and you buy, let's say this time of year, Moonshu peas, you might notice on the packet Peru or Spain. So essentially what's happened is someone has, you know, used fuel to harvest that, to refrigerate it, which requires energy. That's releasing carbon into the atmosphere. Then they've shipped it here or flown it here under refrigeration, then it's being stored at a depot, then distributed to the supermarkets, and then it ends up in the consumer's hands. Whereas if you go direct, you skip out all those steps. So there's less fuel essentially required, if it's electrical, fossil fuel, whatever it is. And that's, you know, someone was telling me once, whatever you're doing, just follow it to its logical conclusion before you make your decision. So if you pick up something with high food miles, just follow the chain, and then you might feel, actually, you know, I don't agree with that. I'm going to look to see if I can find it locally. And like, you mean, there's been crazy instances where Spain has been sending broccoli to England at the same time as England has been sending broccoli to Spain. They literally cross over in trucks along the roads in continental Europe. And there's food miles, you know, whereas like at this time of year, we can grow mulch too. We can grow the things that we're importing. I think if you just think about it enough, it will encourage someone to be proactive.
People today are becoming increasingly passionate about the food they eat and where it comes from. Knowing where your food comes from bridges the gap between farm to table. Having this connection develops a healthy relationship with food, allowing people to appreciate and respect that food is not indispensable. Patrick believes it's worth spending that extra time to learn where your produce comes from.
I mean, what's going on is quite amazing. Some seriously good producers, you know, in small areas of land, it's possible to make a living. It's good to encourage that. Also, it's It's a form of food security. It's a robust system. If there's any issues with transport or war, even like it more of people doing it in Ireland, the more access to food we'll have when we need it, especially with things like climate change and food miles. We're better off doing it here if we can.
To learn more about sustainable food production, visit Kilbrack Farm online or check the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.